The field of mental health counseling is growing rapidly, and Richmond Graduate University can equip you with everything you need as a licensed professional counselor while integrating your faith into your clinical practice. Programs are offered in Atlanta, Chattanooga, and online. Apply today at richmont.edu. That's richmont.edu.
I'm Earlonne Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor. We're the hosts and creators of Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast.
In this next season, we've got stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells,
about residents in a women's prison who say they want to stay there,
and the most beautiful prison garden. Earlonne, I will never forget it.
Ear Hustle, stories about life on the inside told by those who live it.
Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
For Friday, October the 8th, 2021, it's The Brief from WABE. I'm Jim Burris. 4 people are dead after a small plane crashed and caught fire at the DeKalb Peachtree Airport this afternoon. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, the pilot was leaving the airport. The aircraft was a Cessna 210, and the National Transportation Safety Board continues its investigation. The airport was closed for most of the afternoon. Well, federal investigators say the pilot of a small plane was performing a rolling maneuver at low altitude when the aircraft crashed into the trees in central Georgia. The National Transportation Safety Board's, in a preliminary report, says that a witness said the pilot, Jake Bonney, had complained of feeling nauseous after practicing aerobatic maneuvers earlier in the day before he crashed on September 12th. The 30-year-old pilot, who worked as a crop duster, was killed in the crash in Rhine, southeast of Macon. The witness told investigators Bonney was flying below the tree line and stopped halfway through a rolling maneuver when the plane slammed into the trees at full speed. The report says an initial examination of the plane's engine found no signs of mechanical problems. A soldier based at Fort Bragg in North Carolina is facing murder charges after the death of his girlfriend. State authorities today announced that Alonzo Dargan Jr. is accused of killing his girlfriend, Akilia Ware, after her wrecked car was found with bullet holes on a Georgia highway. Sheriff's officials in Troop County say that she was shot Tuesday while driving her car in that county, which is just southwest of Atlanta. At a news conference today, investigators said the suspect was from Georgia and in a long-distance relationship with the victim. She was pregnant at the time of her death. Tax revenue continues to rise in Georgia a year and a half now into the pandemic. The state announced collections last month were up some 30% since the same time last year, totaling $2.8 billion. Looking at the fiscal year, which started in July, tax revenues are also up nearly 15%, or $900 million. This is as the latest unemployment rate in Georgia reaches 3.5%. Now, that is lower than it was during the pandemic. However, that number does not include those who have given up on finding work. The head of Atlanta's low-income housing agency is firing back after criticism in a recent mayoral forum. Several top candidates said the Atlanta Housing Authority needed to get back in the business of building low-income apartments. The agency CEO, Eugene Jones Jr., said the candidates were, quote, more than welcome to attend a board meeting, should their busy campaign schedule allow. Earlier this summer, the Atlanta Housing Authority opened a new senior housing development. The agency owns vacant land throughout the city, left over from the demolition of Atlanta's low-income projects. A former member of Georgia's Board of Regents is headed to prison. Dean Alford pleaded guilty to racketeering yesterday and received an 8-year sentence. Alford admitted to creating fake invoices to show his former company was owed money from state agencies. His 8-year prison sentence will be followed by 7 years of probation. Alford is a former state representative and was appointed to the Board of Regents by former Governor Nathan Deal in 2012. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is asking residents of Atlanta's Vine City and English Avenues to get their soil tested for lead. The agency has identified more than 2,000 properties that could need cleanup, but they can only test those they have access to. Lee Lattimore is with the agency.
If you have neighbors that have not gotten their property sampled, please, please, please encourage them to. We're going to be here and we really need to gain access. That's one of the things we're working on.
The agency currently has access to fewer than half the properties in the Westside lead cleanup area. EPA is working to upgrade the status of the project to get more money for testing as well as for cleanup. Doctors and public health officials are increasing calls for pregnant people to get vaccinated against COVID-19. A small percentage of that group has been inoculated despite their increased risk for severe disease. WABE health reporter Sam Whitehead has more.
Coronavirus infection puts pregnant people more at risk of hospitalization and death and increases the chance for pregnancy complications. Dr. Denise Jameson is with the Emory University School of Medicine.
In pregnancy, the risks are increased. There's an increased risk for the pregnant person, an increased risk of severe disease, and then risks for the baby as well.
Jameson says some 160,000 pregnant people have been vaccinated and aren't at increased risk for side effects. Still, just 31% of pregnant people have completed a COVID-19 vaccine regimen, according to federal data released in late September. Sam Whitehead, WABE News.
High school students interested in attending one of Georgia's most prestigious historically black colleges will have the chance to apply for free next week. Morehouse College announced from October 11th through the 15th it will waive the $50 application fee for students applying for the fall of 2022. The college says it's part of its mission to attract brilliant young men of color, regardless of economic background. Morehouse is also among the institutions that have dropped their SAT and ACT requirements for the upcoming year. Well, it's top of the sixth inning and still scoreless as the Braves take on the Brewers. As Emil Moffitt reports, the Braves finished the regular season as one of the hottest teams in baseball.
Key midseason trades helped Atlanta overcome injuries. They went from six games down in the division in late July to winning the National League East by 6.5 games. The Braves send right-hander Charlie Morton to the mound for Game 1 against the Brewers. He won 14 games during the regular season. Games 1 and 2 are in Milwaukee before the series comes to Atlanta Monday for Game 3. Whichever team prevails will face the winner of the San Francisco Giants-LA Dodgers series. First pitch today is just after 4:30. Emil Moffitt, WABE News.
Members of Delta Airlines' SkyMiles program at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport will soon have the option to use facial recognition technology when boarding a flight instead of a printed boarding pass and ID. The program first debuted in Detroit earlier this year, and Delta said yesterday it's going to expand it to Atlanta in the near future. Now, Delta SkyMiles passengers will be able to pass through security without having to show a boarding pass or ID. They will have to look at three cameras along the way. Customers who don't want to participate can opt out. On top of that, Delta says it doesn't store any biometric data. Well, temperatures are finally starting to cool down. Pumpkins fill stoops of neighborhood porches. It means it's fall and it's state fair season. The Georgia National Fair in Perry is back after being canceled last year due to the pandemic. WABE's Kathleen Quillian has more.
This is the 32nd annual fair, featuring agricultural livestock competitions, concerts, ferry rides, and plenty of Southern comfort food. For this year's event, organizers are encouraging people to wear masks, social distance, and come fully vaccinated. But there are not mandates. For the unvaccinated, State Department of Health has set up a booth with free vaccinations. The fair runs through October 17th. Kathleen Quillian, WABE News.
And that's it for The Brief. You can find more local news at WABE.org. Stephanie Stokes produced the program today. Kathleen Quillian is our editor. I'm Jim Burris. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
The Gold Dome Scramble podcast is now Plugged In, a WABE politics podcast. New name, same in-depth, on-the-ground reporting from us, WABE politics reporters Sam Greenglass and Raul Bally. We'll cover local, state, and national politics as we go beyond the headlines with journalists, voters, and politicians. New episodes drop Fridays starting April 26th. Listen and subscribe at WAB.org or your favorite podcast platform.